if you go to Walmart after 10 o'clock, you go up to the greeter and you go, I'm game, or whatever the phrase may be, and they give you a red ribbon to tie around your cart. And then you go about the store with your red ribbon, and you see other people with red ribbons, you're like, hey, what's going on? You know, and you work your thing, and what have you. And I was like, that's ridiculous, that's not true, and whatnot. So we started talking a little bit about urban legends. Well, Photoshop Adam just sent me an email, actually a couple emails with a couple different articles on this phenomenon. So I wanted to share those with you, but we'll do that coming up at about 8:40. We'll get into those emails that he sent. But first, I wanted to talk a little bit more about these random weird things that you've heard about about places or things or, you know, different rumors, urban legends may or may not be true at 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
What's going on, Matt?
Hey.
I got kind of an odd rumor for you. I don't know if it's true. It was a long time ago. When I was in the military up on Fort Riley, they used to say that when the soldiers deploy and the wife gets lonely, she would put an upside-down broom or mop on the front porch and put in a yellow light bulb. And I guess you're supposed to go up to the door and offer her broom to her, and if she liked the way you looked, she would invite you in. I don't know if it's true, but...
Really? That one's messed up, because then everybody knows that you're a skank, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's the major drawback to that.
So...
Good stuff.
You can test it out and let the soldiers know if it's true if they want
to. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, bye.
God, that's terrible. All right, what have you heard?
I have an urban legend.
All right.
What about the Tootsie Roll wrapper on them Tootsie Roll Pops? If you have an Indian on it or something, you get a free Tootsie Roll
if the Indian is shooting a star or something like that.
Yeah, bow and arrow deal or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with that. I've heard that for years.
Yeah,
kids are like, where do we get them? I'm like, I never heard of such a thing, but I was like, whatever.
Yeah, that one's messed up, because I think every single Tootsie Roll Pop has that thing on it.
Oh, no, that's not on every one.
Really?
It's rare.
One out of
it's
20.
Rare? No.
Oh, yeah.
It's very rare. Have you ever found, more than, three in a row?
Yes.
I don't think I have.
Well, I guess I don't sit around eating consecutive Tootsie Pops as much as you guys do.
You're not living then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Tootsie Roll Pops is a bomb. But I don't know. I don't know where you get this free Tootsie Pop from, though.
I think something about mailing it or something like that. I don't know. Was this one legit? I think maybe some people have sent stuff in, and since it's rare that people actually mail the thing in, that maybe they do mail something out, but there's not any true thing to that. Because I think I remember I was looking into that one a couple of years back.
You did research on it?
Yeah, I was doing research.
Well, I can understand maybe the M&M's, if you don't get a certain color, you might get a whole bag they might send you. But I was just curious.
Didn't the red M&M used to cause cancer or something like that?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it did. The color on it.
Yeah, that wasn't an urban legend. That was actually true. Because the red M&M disappeared for 10, 15 years, it disappeared forever, and then they brought it back. They found some kind of new way to dye it red. I don't know.
Some new non-cancerous way.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks
for the call, man. Talking a little bit about urban legends this morning, all prompted by Photoshop Adam's claim that you can go to Walmart after 10 and ask for a red ribbon. They put it on your cart. Suddenly, you're hooking it up with the singles. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I think I've got an urban legend for you.
Okay.
I got this friend, he's in a fraternity around here, and he told me, I guess this place is haunted or something.
Yeah.
Because every time, the girls, they fall asleep or pass out, they wake up with their clothes off and pregnant. I don't get it, man. That's a creepy ghost.